Okay, good morning. Okay, we're on Shin Chaf Aleph, Yud Aleph. Okay, just a couple questions from yesterday about salting. Okay, what happens if you want to take cucumbers and pop it in your pickle jar? You have, so it seems to be, I saw Manu Chasava, he says, the Aser, the Rabbanan, it seems to be. That's returning. What about once you eat your pickles? Can you return your pickles to the pickle jar? So I saw in Dirshu, I think, a shame of Karelitz, that it's mutter. Because we don't say there's pickling after pickling. So that sounds, makes a lot of sense. What about salting cucumbers? So we spoke about this, or salting salad. So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to at least put the... mix it with the dressing or oil, shemen, preferably first, but you can do it afterwards. That's definitely both are accepted. One's better than the other. But what happens if you don't want to mix anything else? You just want to put salt. So what I didn't mention was according to most, it seems to be aser, based on similar reading of Tznon, and even though you're going to be eating it right away, most do say it's aser, but significantly, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, I think it's Rav Yashiv, it's quoted in Dirshu, and I saw it in Shemona Shabbos, that they say, once it's in pieces, it's okay. Because we know, the Mishnah Berurah says, any vegetable that's not normally salted, you're allowed to add salt. Right? You're allowed to salt your food, and etc. But cucumbers, we salt them. Even tomatoes, salt them. We turn them into pickles. We pickle them, but only whole. We never do that in pieces. But since it's not normal to do it in pieces, it doesn't look like you're pickling. That's definitely.
The sliced pickles in the jar are cut after they pickle, but before.
Sliced, you know, I don't know how they are when they're pickled sliced. Very, very good point. But I'm not familiar that they're pickled in pieces.
We're all talking about salting for pickling. A sprinkle.
So to sprinkle salting, sprinkle salt on your vegetables. So we learned yesterday that if it's one piece at a time, you're allowed to. But once you're getting into, the Shulchan Aruch says 4 or 5 pieces. Most say it's aser once you do 2 or more, but it's a question. But anyways, once you're salting multiple pieces, the Shulchan Aruch clearly writes it's aser by tznon, and the poskim say it's by all vegetables. That's normally salted. So anyways, that's the question when it comes to pickling. So it's
my question between salting for pickling versus salting for sprinkling.
So sprinkling, I feel a bit mashu, they say, is aser. That's the iser derabanan. They say it's doma to reminds us of pickling. Looks a little bit like you're pickling. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Yud bet, we're going to see this more inside. Hamechat, because it's all intertwined. The lash, a lot of things that we do, it's so much of lash, tochin, salting, it's all mixed in like with the salad. Yud bet, hamechatech, hayarak, dak, dak. Chayav Mishuv Tochin. So it seems to be a Chiyuv D'Araisa, even if it's not with a Kli Miyuchad, because it's normal to chop up certain spices and foods, dak dak, with a knife. So since it's the Derech, even if it's not a Kli Miyuchad, it seems to be an Issa D'Araisa. Okay, Hagav. Avu Adin Dasar Lachtoch Grogaros V'Charuvim Lifnei Zikenim. And so too, we can't chop up into little pieces dried figs or I'm blanking between dates and figs, whatever grogoros are right now. Figs, right? Okay. The charuvim. Okay, so okay. Lifnei zakenim. So that's you're it's usher to do it and to make them in tiny little pieces because they stay. If it just gets smashed, so then it's a samachlokas. We'll get to that. But these can be chopped up into little pieces. So if you do them into fine little pieces, that's aser. V'davka peros u'chadom alezeh aser. And only when it's with things that can be chopped up and stay apart into little pieces. Aval mutar lefarer lechem lifnei atarnegolim. Right, because those are solid raw pieces. But now, let's say you have pieces of bread. So that you're allowed to chop up into little pieces. Bi'ur Halacha points out, you're even allowed to chop it up with a knife. Just not with the kli miyuchad, because it's Isser Derabanan. But just with a regular knife, then even bread, you're allowed to chop up into little pieces. What's the difference? Dohoyo ukavar nitchan in lachosh. Since it was already nitchan, it was already ground up before, the ein tochen achar tochen. We do not say tochen achar tochen. Once it was already ground up, it's you're allowed to ground it up again. The kolz lo mari ele bechotech umaniach. Now this is an important kula of the Rama. And Pashtus, they say this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The only time this, that's what many of the poskim, Rav Avadya and others, when do we say it's aser? Only if you're going to leave it for hours later. Im la'ochlo miyad, but if you're going to eat it right away, or you're doing it right before you're the se'udah that's coming up, hakol, right before, not like 2 or 3 hours before, hakol shari. Then it's all mutter. So the tshuva, so the Rashba is famous for saying whenever, just like everyone agrees when it comes to borer, as long as you do it right before the meal, it's mutter. What about when it comes to tochen? Can you do tochen if it's derech achila, right before you eat? So the Rashba is quoted in the Beis Yosef, if you're allowed to. And, so I believe I saw it, and I also saw it quoted in Menucha Sava, that the Rashba also says the same heter by Lash. But we'll see that most seems to be from the Shulchan Aruch, and certainly most poskim, they do make a distinction between borer and tochen. That that many are makel for tochen if it's right before the meal or during the meal, but they're a little bit less makel. Again, we're going to get to that soon. It has to be done with the shinui when it comes to lash. So we'll get to with kneading. So we'll see how that applies. Okay, so that's the psak of the Ramah. As long as it's done right before the meal, it's not a problem. Yes. So bear with me for 1 second. Right. So what about in the Beis Yosef himself, who is Somech on the Rashba, but he himself also says that one should be careful and should not do tiny little pieces and should only do it right before the meal. As far as chopping vegetables, we discussed it yesterday, you know, about making salad. Yeah. So according to the, so anyways, here we go. As far as tochen right before the meal, so I'll point out that the Aruch HaShulchan, the Igros Moshe, Rav Avad Yosef say, they all say mi'ikar adin, one is allowed to chop up lechatchila right before the meal. At least mi'ikar adin, and of course it's always good to be machmer. But Rav Abba Shaul, for example, Shmina Shabbos Gilchasa, and certainly the Mishnah Bura are much more machmer. The point being, you don't have to make it such small pieces. Now, it's important to point out. You see, when you're looking at the sources, they all talk about making it dak dak, and it's generally compared closer to making sawdust, making flour. So the question is, but we also see that it's clear that cutting vegetables, you're not going to turn that into flour. So the question is, what is dak dak? So tiny little pieces, obviously we know that's going to be considered dak dak. What about the commonly known Israeli salad into little tiny pieces? They're less than a centimeter by a centimeter, or somewhere about. So somewhere around there is what's going to be considered dak dak. It's not 100% clear. No one really knows. So generally it's, again, the words of the Beis Yosef, Mishnah Bura, is it should be chatichos gedolos ktsas. Should be, again, no one really knows what that means. So, many say whatever you. Some say a lot of people say as long as it's the size of what people make for Israeli salad, you should make it a little bigger. Or some say that you should, again, not everyone, but some say whatever you normally do, you should make it a little bigger. And this way you for sure avoid any problems of duck. So the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah, recommends when you're going to be cutting any kind of a salad or a vegetable, you should do it right before the meal, and it should be a little bigger than normally, or at least what you would definitely consider is not very little. It should be a little bit bigger than that. Okay. Okay, interesting question is famous question about Hak Meser. Post can talk about that. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's some kind of a cutting device. I don't know, has sharp edges, and it's used to chop up vegetables. Some kind of a chopping knife, but yeah. So the question is, do you call that a kli miyuchad for cutting? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Igros Moshe, say it's definitely a mutter, and Mishnah Berurah, I believe, in the Bir Halacha, he discusses it, and he leaves it, I think, as a question. Okay. Many do say it's aser, some say it's mutter, and I think we mentioned before about a peeler, so it's probably, one could definitely make a distinction, but it could also be considered in the same category. Many are machmer by a peeler. It is mashma the igos moshe his meko, because it's a peeler. It's you just use it just like a knife. It doesn't differentiate between any two items. If you have a thick peel, it only does half the peel. If you have a thin peel, it'll cut more. And if you get rid of the entire peel, it'll still keep cutting. So that's the Igros Moshe. He doesn't specifically discuss peeler. He just specifically discusses the Hak Meser. Egg slicers, many say, is mutter. It's nothing different than a knife, and you're not really chopping with it. You're just slicing the eggs. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out, not that you need the Mishnah Berurah, but it's for this, but it's from the Gemara too. Making little tiny pieces of wood chopping pieces into wood. Again, it seems to be bigger than sawdust, just tiny little pieces in order to be fuel. So that's also, they say, a chiyuv d'oraisa, taking the chunks of dirt and also making that into powder, powder of dirt. All these things would be chiyuv d'oraisa. Certainly making, and kol shekin making sawdust for the sake of sawdust, that would all be chayav deraisa. Okay, I think that pretty much addresses that well. Yud Gimel. Asur liyadot chalot dvash mekaveret. Perush haken shadvorim osim vo dvash. So we all know about beehives. So chalot are the honeycombs in the hive. The hive is the casing of whatever it's made out of. It could be natural or not. And mipnei shedome letolish. So here it's somewhat related. So it says you cannot break off pieces of a honeycomb, and that would be din derabanan of tolish. Okay. It looks like it's a mechubar, and as if it's growing there. V'davka im dvukim bekaveret. Only if it's attached to the hive, then it's in iser derabanan. Aba'im nitlashumi ba'od yom, but if it was already nitlash from before, oh, shenitraskumi ba'od yom, radvash tzaf bekaveret, or it was already ground up, or squeezed out the honey, and now it's just oozing from on top. Mutar lirdoto b'Shabbos. You're allowed to take out the oozing honey on Shabbos itself. Okay. And anything that you see oozing on Shabbos, that's not a problem. It would certainly not be a problem of skita or
tolish. Like, trays that slide in and out.
So someone's asking about a tray. I don't see how that would be tolish unless you're breaking it apart. Then I don't know. Is that considered a hive or not? Good question. But taking out an entire tray would certainly not be a problem. Squeezing out the honey could be schita. Good question. Rid dalet ein megabuin perush netina mayim mekemach nikra gibul kemach kali harbe. So you cannot So the Ganesh says, what is a megablin? Turning something into a dough. So here you translate it as the initial stages of pouring in water. This is with kemach, that's already parched or cooked, or roasted. Shema yavol alush kemach she'eno kalay. Then it might come to doing lisha with kemach, that's raw flour, and that would be the isra d'oraisa. It happens to be it's a machlokas in the Gemara. As far as when are you chayav for lush? Is it just pouring the water into the bowl, into the flour, or only the mixing itself? So mikar din roposkim we paskin. It's only the actual mixing, but there's an opinion that we're generally choshesh for. Just pouring in the water itself can already be chayav. Okay, and then there's also a question that if it's lav bar, if it's something that's can be into a proper, fully proper dough consistency, and only then it's lush. But if it's not, let's say you're taking the example of the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is let's say you're taking ashes, not dirt, but ashes or thick sand, and so then that's not considered. So then that won't be you can't be chayav for that. Okay. Because it doesn't come into a thick uniform paste. It's called so the lashon of Chazal is lav bar gibul. That's the but it's that's the daraisa. Darabanan. Not sure. Let's see from examples. Probably it's a problem. Okay. And just also, since we're starting, when it comes to lush, just to make an obvious differentiation, if you're having a balila ava, it's a thick dough, that's when we say it's daraisa. If it's a balila racha, we assume it's darabanan, and that's a running consistency. As Isaacson pointed out to me, as an example, if you have dough for challah, you would call a balila ava, because it doesn't run. It's thick. I mean, obviously it moves, but it's thick. But something that you can run, like the batter of, thick honey, or a batter of cake, pancakes. So that's very runny. So that would be a balila, a runny consistency, balila racha, they call it. Soft. And if you have something that's close to water, again, it's always hard to make that exact differentiation, but something close to water, that would certainly be, there's no lush with something that's with just water consistency. Okay. Let's see. So here, when it comes to, Umutar legabo takali ma'at ma'at. But you are allowed to take Kali, and there's Darabanan, you're allowed to, even, so we said, if it's roasted, it's a still Aser Darabanan, but if you do it a little bit at a time, then it's Mutter. So there's a couple different types of Shinuyim, it has to be done with the Shinui, and so then it's not Doma, and you won't come to do, won't lead you to thinking that you're allowed to do Lash however you want.
The addition of the liquid,
or the addition of the or the powder.
There's a lot of liquor, and then you put in just a little bit of.
Okay. So then you're allowed to, as long as you do a little bit at a time, it's okay. No.
One of them a little bit at a time will make it very thick, and one of them a little bit at a time will make it very thin.
Oh, I see what you mean.
They should cut them down.
So the question is, which order, liquid or solid?
Yes, is that you have to add a solid a little bit.
Right, definitely adding a solid a little bit at a time to the liquid would be okay. The opposite, you're saying, would turn it into a thick consistency, and that would be a problem. So if it would turn it into a thick consistency, then definitely you're right.
Yeah, No, the Shabura says, Ma'at Musikat Mundan, the law of day, Ben Imo Sibli Laraka, O Kasha, Vishira di Ma'at Ma'at Lo Be'er Rokoskim, Nero Dakin Liyeko Kishu.
You're saying it doesn't matter because we're talking about an Isser Darabanan anyway.
So it's just the overall.
But the final product is the Ma'at.
No, as you're mixing. It has to be done with the Shinui. Because we're saying once the Kemach is roasted, it's 100% mutter to do lash.
No, it's Ma'at Ma'at, not Le'at Lash.
Well, it's
a different.
Well, you're adding it Ma'at Ma'at. It has to be. Right. Okay.
Small amounts here.
And now I also remember. So they also point out if it's an, it doesn't matter. Shmuel Shabbos says it, Beferush and others. If the normal way to mix it is you first put in the liquid and then you put in the solid, you just reverse the order. Vice versa, you reverse the order. But the point is, it has to be done b'shinui. So either you do it a little bit, and the Mishnah Berurah even says, there's two types of shinuyim. It's actually, as you keep reading, you're going to see, there's two types of shinuyim. One is, you add it a little bit at a time, and then you're mixing it, and that's an obvious shinui. The other way you can do a shinui is you reverse the order of powder to water, or water to powder, whatever is not normal to you, and another type of shinui is the way you mix it. You can normally mix it, more of a circle motion or a whipping motion, whatever that is. But if you're going to do it, they say sheti ve'erev. You're crossing it horizontally or vertically and up and down, and you take your fork in and out or whatever you're using. So then, that's also called a shinui. So these are all types of shinuyim that. So the Shmira Shabbos actually says you should do both. You should both pour it in the opposite way, and you should mix it the opposite way. So normally, often you'll see when it comes to a belila ava, there's no way to do it that's mutter unless there's really no lisha, like it's already cooked. But if you're going to take a different item. That's Meikar Adin already, the Meikar Adin, it's only Lisha Derabanan, then you can do one of these two Shinuyim in a not normal fashion, and then it becomes okay. If you have a Belila Racha, soft, runny dough, soft, runny consistency, so then, as long as you're doing with a Shinui, they say, it's Mutter, in other words, as long as you're starting from a if you're starting from a deraisa point of view, you're generally stuck. If you're working from a derabanan point of view, generally it's aser unless you do some kind of a shinui. And so here, let's keep reading.
We read about kali, so a bowl of cereal, puffed rice or puffed wheat. Does that count as a space of? I mean, you're adding milk.
So cereal. So I think all of them are all baked, right? As far as I know, or cooked on some level. What? Yeah.
What
was it? Kali. Kali, right. So therefore, there should not be an issue. So it depends. So if it's going
to
look like you're doing some form of lisha, then you have to do ma'at ma'at. Or pour in the wrong order and then mix it strangely. That's right. But many cereals, we're talking about mixing it with milk. So in general, I think most poskim, I don't know, maybe all, would not call that lisha, because you're not joining anything. The water, the milk is watery, and it's like salad. It's like a cereal. There's no paste. Nothing sticking together whatsoever. So I don't think anyone is machmer for that, as far as I know.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is certainly an issue. So it depends. So it's cooked, I believe. Right? So then it just has to be done with a shinui. And then you're good. Right? So it depends if it's pre-cooked or not. That's also true. Very well. And it depends what kind of consistency. Okay. Among the poskim, there's obviously, it's a little bit of metzius and halacha. There's a lot of gray area over here. It's not clear what's ma'at. It's not clear what's dak. It's not clear what's where do you go from Ava to Racha? Okay. Unfortunately, it's a little bit unclear. About Trua Shaloyviya Shlish. Now, if you have grain that it hasn't grown a third yet, Shekalu Otavya Harkach Tachanu Otat Chinagasa. So now you roasted it and then you pulverized it, you grinded it down. So then Sheharehi Kechol, and now it's like consistency of sand. Via Nikret Shatita. This is Shatita. Mutar Lagaba Menu Bechometz. You're allowed to make it into a paste or dough consistency with vinegar, uchiyatsebe harbe bevat achat, and with a lot, v'ushiye rach. But it has to be soft. Aval kashe asur mipnei shenire kilash. So if it's thick, if it's runny, so then it's mutter. If it's thick, then it looks like it's lash, and then we're getting into again in Issur Darabanan. V'afilu berach tzarich l'shanos k'tzas. Now, even if it's rach, here we say you have to still make a shinui. Ketzad, no tenet ashitita v'acharkach no tenet achometz. So as long as you reverse the order, or you do me'at me'at we learned before, or another example is here you just reverse the order as we mentioned, and then that's enough of a shinui. As you're starting out with an Issur Darabanan, and then you're adding a shinui, and that's mutter. Let's see, should we maybe just do chardal? No, we'll stop here, it's continuing. Tedvav, let's just do chardal. Shalashu me'er Shabbos l'machar yachol arvo hen b'yad hen b'kli, v'notein letocho dvash, v'lo yitraf l'arv b'chach, as most of us might have, but it's supposed to be b'koach. Ela me'arvo, that's Mishnah Berurah and the Gra. Ela me'at and others. Ela me'arvo me'at me'at. So a similar concept by mustard. Okay. So now let's say you have mustard that was made from Erev Shabbos. So then once it's already made, then you're allowed to mix it with a liquid. It's not a problem on Shabbos, whether a yad or a kli. But since it's still very thick. And then he says you're allowed to add honey. Okay, now if you're going to add honey, then he says you're allowed to mix it in, but you can't do it b'koach. You can't do it with the that's because how is it normally done? Normally you whip it hard and quick. So here you have to just do it in a softer manner and mix it in slowly, or you go with shinui as we mentioned. So here we have an issue of you're having a paste that's rach. And so here, since you're adding in the honey, you have to make some kind of a shinui. If it's
honey mustard dressing.
Right. If you're just adding liquid, like water or vinegar, into chardal that was already made on Erev Shabbos, it could be you're allowed to mix it hard because you're not doing any new lisha on Shabbos. Not 100%. That's our achion. So you're thinning it even more. So not 100%. But if you're adding honey, another thick, runny consistency, so then you're adding new material in there for sure. So anyway, so often, whenever you're dealing with something that's rach on Shabbos, do it b'nachat and not b'koach. Okay, we'll finish tomorrow.
Yosef, it's a funny thing. In the